You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is August 17th, 2025. Welcome to episode 32 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the Northwest League, report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up is Rand Slavin's Software Shadows with Wishing. That was Wishing from Rand Slavin's Software Shadows. Next up is Alessandro David's Photograms. Here is Nani Misurat Il Tonnerre Il Jesui Ma Grand Mère.
Oh,
To comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On August 12th, the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages announced season tickets are on sale for the Red Leafs men's, women's soccer, and volleyball.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I would like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for August 12th. Sorry, I'm just loading up the scoring page for Minor League Baseball so that I make sure I get all the scores correct. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. The Everett Aqua Sox bested the host Hillsboro Hawks in an 8-7 barn burner at Hillsboro Ballpark, a back and forth affair. After Everett restored their two-run lead in the top of third on a Charlie Pagliarini's solo shot off Ashton Izzy for a 3-1 lead, Hillsboro had a four-run rally in the bottom of six, where Angel Ortiz's two-run jack off Ryan Hawks gave the Hops a 4-3 lead over the Aqua Sox, the middle two runs. After Hillsboro went up 7-3 on Everett with two more runs in the seventh, the Aqua Sox bats caught fire in the last two innings against the Hops with three runs in the top of eighth, followed by two more runs in the ninth, where a wild pitch by Carlos Ray played at Josh Caron for the winning run. Meanwhile, the visitors Vancouver Canadiens thumped the Spokane Indians 10-3 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington, as the Vancouver bats exploded in the last four innings against Spokane. As the Canadiens scored seven runs against the Indians, two in the top of six, one in the seventh, one in the eighth, where Bryce Arnold hit a solo shot off Alberto Macheco, the second Vancouver home run for the night, for a 7-0 lead, and three more runs in the ninth against Spokane. The Eugene Emeralds dusted off the host Tri-City Dust Devils 5-2 at Giza Stadium in Pasco, Washington, highlighted by Eugene's four-run rally in the top of fifth, capped off by Drew Kavanoff's two-run launch off Ryan Castillo, followed by Jose Ramos' solo shot off Kyle Roach in the seventh. On August 13th, Hillsborough edged Everett 5-4 in a back-and-forth contest. After the Aqua Sox went up 2-0 in the top of second on Matt Ellis' solo shot off David Hagman, the Hawks scored two runs in the bottom of fourth on Christopher Torrance's two-run jack off Evan Treat. I believe that could be Evan Treat. After Everett scored two runs in the fifth, Hillsborough responded with two runs of their own in the sixth, and a wild pitch by Aqua Sox Pedro da Costa Ramos played Yancel Luis in the seventh, the eventual winning run. Meanwhile, Vancouver survived Spokane 6-5 as the Canadians broke a 1-1 tie with two runs in the top of fifth, which the Indians responded with Matt Belew's solo shot off Gage Steiner in the bottom half. Vancouver scored two runs in the sixth on Jay Harry's two-run jack off Hunter Mann and one more run in the seventh as Carter Cunningham's ground ball to second baseman forced Sean Keyes out a second during when Arjun Nimala scored, which turned out to be the winning run as Spokane played it three runs in the bottom of ninth. And Tri-City bested Eugene in a 1918 slugfest as the Emeralds started with a 7-run barrage in the top of first, which the Dust Devils responded with four runs in the bottom half with two-run home runs, started by Ben Gamel, a former major leaguer, followed by Adrian Placencia, both of Charlie McDaniel, and three more runs in the second for a 7-7 tie. After Eugene had a four-run rally in the top of third, Ben Gamel hit a grand slam off Liam Simon in the bottom half, Gamel's second jack of the night for Tri-City, to tie the game at 11. After the Dust Devils scored a run in the sixth to go up 12-11, the Emeralds scored next three runs, two in the eighth, one in the ninth, for a 14-11 lead. But Tri-City scored three runs in the bottom of ninth to force extras, to which Eugene responded with three runs in the top of 10th to go up 17-4, and the Dust Devils scored three on the Emeralds in the bottom half for a 17-all tie. After Eugene scored a run in the top of 11th to go up 18-11, Juan Flores launched a two-run walk-off home run in the bottom half off Ryan Vanderhey as Tri-City smacked four home runs to win 19-18. On August 14th, Everett stunned Hillsborough 8-3 in 10 innings, where the Aqua Sox had a 5-run barrage in the top of 10th on the Hops, highlighted by Luis Suibel's grand slam off Ricardo Yan. Meanwhile, Eugene blanked Tri-City 3-0 as the Emeralds scored 3 runs in the top of 9th on the Dust Devils, and Vancouver bested Spokane 8-6 in the third game, a back-and-forth affair. The Indians got on board first in the bottom of fourth on Aiden Longwell's solo shot off Austin Cates, but the Canadians scored three runs in the top of fifth to go up 3-1, and Spokane responded with three of their own in the bottom half for a 4-3 lead. Vancouver restored their two-run lead with three runs in the sixth to go up 6-4, but Spokane tied the score at 6 with 2 runs in the 7th. The Canadians jumped to an 8-6 lead with 2 runs in the 8th as Eddie Micheletti's sacrifice fly to center fielder Tevin Tucker plated Carter Cunningham, followed by Nick Goodwin's single to Tucker, plating Arjun Nimala, both of Kay Denton of the Indians, and Vancouver's Caden Carter overcame Spokane's bases loaded in the bottom of ninth with two strikeouts to finish the game. On August 15th, Spokane bested Vancouver 6-4 as the Indians overcame the Canadiens 3 runs in the top of first, started by J.R. Freethy's solo shot, capped off by Sean Key's 2-run jack, both of Stu Fleischland third. Spokane started their comeback trail with a run in each of the bottom third, fifth, where Max Belew hit a solo shot off Chris McElbain, 2 runs in the bottom of 6 to go up 4-3, to which the Canadiens responded with a run in the top of 8th, and the Indians banged out 2 solo home runs in the bottom half. Jimmy Overtop, Tevin Tucker, both off Brett Garcia. Meanwhile, Hillsboro tripled up Everett 3-1, and Tri-City bested Eugene 8-6 in a back-and-forth affair, as the Dust Devils jumped to a 3-0 lead in the bottom of first, capped off by Randy DeJesus' 2-run launch off Greg Farrone, to which the Emeralds responded with 2 runs in the top of third, a run in each of fourth, fifth to go up 4-3. The Dust Devils scored 2 runs in the bottom of fifth to go up 5-4, but the Emeralds scored 2 runs in the top of 8th for a 6-5 lead, and Tri-City plated 3 runs in the bottom half on Eugene to win 8-6. On August 16th, Hillsboro walked off Everett 3-2 as Angel Luiz hit a single off Kelvin Shapira to plate Drew Jones. Meanwhile, Vancouver thumped Spokane 12-2 as the Canadiens jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the top of first, followed by a Carter Cunningham grand slam off Alan Perdomo in the second for a 7-0 lead, another 4 runs in the fourth, to which the Indians responded with 2 runs in the bottom half, and Vancouver finished the scoring with a run in the fifth against Spokane. In the third game, Eugene exercised Tri-City as the Emeralds scored 6 runs in the top of ninth against the Dust Devils. 3 games are on tap today. Everett continues in Hillsboro. Vancouver renews in Spokane Valley, both at 105, while Eugene resumes in Pasco against Tri-City at 705 Pacific.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are running away in the Northwest League with a 34-13 record, 9 games ahead of the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, and the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, as both teams have 25 and 22 records each. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are fourth at 22 and 25. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fifth at 18 and 29. And the Everett Equisox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, the first half division winner, are dead last at 17 and 30.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Arian Racicot's Dancer avec le Feu. The tune is Going for a Walk. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 32 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and updates on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour. Q. Lazarus, Goodbye Horses, The Many Lives of Q. Lazarus with Hellfire.